This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Hatboro salon owner and a Iraq war veteran on trial for murder in Norristown. Now, defense attorneys argued the deadly shooting was self-defense, but prosecutors say the salon owner baited the victim into a fight so he could shoot him. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Elwart has the story.
Defense attorney Scott Frame says around 6 p.m. on June 8th, his client, 42-year-old Maurice Byrd, was protecting himself against, in Frame's words, an angry, racist, drunk maniac who charged at him in the parking lot outside his business. But prosecutors say Byrd baited 37-year-old Steven Strasburg into a fight that day so he could shoot him, which they say makes it murder, not self-defense. Byrd, who's black, owns Razor Reese's Salon in Hatboro. Strasburg, who's white, lived in the apartment above the salon. The two had been arguing for years. Police had been called to the address multiple times. The day of the shooting, Byrd called 911, telling the dispatcher Strasburg was disrupting his business and had called him a racial slur. The 911 call was played in court, synced with video of the moments leading up to the shooting. After the two exchanged words just before he calls 911, Byrd's heard inside the salon saying to himself, "I'ma shoot at you." Byrd goes back outside. Strasburg charges toward him. Seven gunshots are clearly heard on the 911 recording. Then Byrd says, "I just had to shoot him. He's down." Byrd had a concealed carry permit, laid the gun on the ground before police arrived, and cooperated after the shooting. In Norristown, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.